Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. I was speaking one day to a class of first grade students, and one of the children asked me, "Father, why can't girls be priests?" It's a question that not only children will ask at times, but a lot of people in the church wonder, why doesn't the church ordain women to the priesthood? Aren't women just as much a part of the church as men are? Of course they are. As a matter of fact, our faith teaches us very, very clearly the equal dignity of men and women. Remember, from the beginning, God made man and woman to be equal. He did not take Eve from the foot of Adam, which would indicate that he was superior. He took her from his side, indicating equality. It is a teaching of our faith that men and women have equal dignity, are equally loved by God, are equally called to holiness, and have, indeed, a very active place and role in the church. Our Holy Father has written extensively about this, as a matter of fact, in many, many of his documents, including the dignity and vocation of women, which he wrote during the Marian year. But what did I answer that first grade student? I decided to answer the question in this way. I said, let's make believe that there is a school play for which Michael and Mary are playing the lead role. They're husband and wife. And they and everyone else in the play practices for months and months and are getting ready to put on the performance, and all their families and friends are going to come. And then, before the performance, Michael gets sick. And he can't fulfill his role. Now we're going to have to get somebody else to step in to be able to take the part of Michael in this play. So I looked at them and I said, well now, why don't we choose to take Michael's place? Let's choose Sharon. And all the students started to laugh. I said, what's the matter? Can't Sharon do just as good a job at acting as Michael can? You're saying that she can't do as good a job as a boy? And they laughed again, and I said, well, what's the matter? And one of them said, well, Sharon can't take the part of Michael because in the play, Michael is Mary's husband. It has to be a boy. You see, it has nothing to do with who's a better actor. It has nothing to do with who's more important than anybody else. It has nothing to do with do the girls have a part to play and do the boys have a part to play. They both do. But here, it was a question of a marriage. And so it is with the church, so it is with the priesthood, because so it is with Christ. In the Old Testament, we read that God and Israel were in a relationship of husband and wife. God said, for example, in the prophet Isaiah, "He who is your maker has become your husband." God loves us so much, He wants to enter into an intimate relationship with us like a marriage. That's how well He knows us, that's how well He wants us to know Him. And then we read in the New Testament that Jesus Christ is described as the bridegroom, and His bride is the church. And Christ gives Himself to His bride on the cross. He's pouring out His life for the sake of His bride, the church. The priest continues this wedding imagery. The priest represents Christ, the head of the church. The church is the bride. The church is feminine. The church is a woman. The priest represents Christ, the bridegroom, as he conducts his ministry, especially there at the altar, renewing the sacrifice of Christ, offering his body and blood. He is acting in the person of Christ, representing Him who is head and bridegroom of the church. Let's understand, therefore, that the question of the church not ordaining women is not a question that we don't want them doing certain functions, and it certainly is not a judgment that they are not capable of performing those functions. It really comes down to a question of, are we able to do it? Are we able to ordain women? And the church does not see herself as authorized to do that. We have to understand, in other words, how the church looks at the sacraments. The The sacraments are not under our control to make them into what we want them to be. Take baptism, for example. When we baptize a child, we have to use water. We cannot use wine to baptize the baby. Similarly, when we consecrate the Eucharist, we can consecrate a piece of bread, but we cannot consecrate a piece of gold. Even if we wanted to, we could say, well, gold is even better than bread. Yes, it is. But the Lord, who established the sacrament of the Eucharist, told us to use bread. Similarly, with the sacrament of the priesthood, it is the constant practice of the Church and the example of our Lord Jesus Christ himself that shows us that men are ordained to the priesthood. It doesn't mean that they are better than women. It doesn't mean that women don't have their role to play in the Church. They certainly do. But if we recover a sense of the symbolism behind these sacraments, we'll come to a better understanding of exactly what is going on here and a better understanding of the Gospels themselves. Would you pray with me for priests and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood? You know, sometimes people say, well, if we would only change the rules, we would get more priests. Let's ordain women, let's let priests get married, let's do all these things, because after all, we need more priests. No matter what rules you change, the fact is that it makes no sense to be a priest if you don't have faith. It makes no sense to be a priest if you don't see the value of the sacraments and the value of proclaiming the Word of God. And we have in our day a crisis of faith. And in any way, if there is a lack of priests, we have more a problem of faith than a problem of not being able to live up to certain rules and regulations. Let's pray that there will be more priests as a result of a deeper faith among the people of God, a deeper, more ardent desire to see the gospel proclaimed, a deeper thirst for the sacraments, and a deeper love of the sacrifice that's necessary to undertake this ministry. Pray for your priests. Pray for the Church. Pray for the spread of the gospel. And thank you for all the love and support that you show for priests throughout the world.